good evening, and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We're talking about sweet wine, something which confounds people. A lot of people just say, oh, I only drink dry wine. I won't drink sweet wine. Or people who only drink sweet wine and won't drink dry wine. I think this is a subject of great contention among wine drinkers.
I think sweet wine really gets a short shrift from people who think they are serious wine drinkers or are on the route to be serious wine drinkers. I was considering this earlier when on another occasion when you and I were talking about cocktails, how cocktails are often sweet drinks mm-hmm. that we have before our meal. And, you know, not to mention people who drink Coca-Cola and other sodas, put sugar in your coffee and your tea. It's humans have an intrinsic wiring for sweetness. And yet when it comes to wine, we've sort of get all crazy about drawing lines in the sand of what we're going to drink and what we don't drink. There's a beautiful sort of balance of sweetness in many wines that would be gorgeous as an aperitif. I think of that sort of traditional pairing of Sauterne and foie gras, where you get the unctuousness and the fat and the sweet and the salty, and it's really incredible.
Yeah, and if you're a vegetarian, Sauterne and stinky cheese.
Oh, blue cheese, especially Roquefort.
Yes, the salt and the sweetness in the wine. And if you want to go New World, you can do Canadian ice wine in just to be patriotic about it. Oh, yes, absolutely. And you don't need much. I mean, you can't drink a lot of this. You know, you're going to drink a small glass, and it's going to be a totally satisfying experience.
Yeah, the balance really, really is key. And that's a reason that you can drink it as an apéritif. You can have a demi-sec Vouvray or champagne or a sweeter still Chenin Blanc as your apéritif and still make it work. I think people that do embrace dry and sweet wines often think of it just as a dessert sort of function, Moscato or off-dry sparkling wines. I think you can put it throughout the meal, and I will be the first one to say I don't do that often. But again, you know, as we keep saying, Thanksgiving is coming. And to even have an off-dry Riesling or a Gewürztraminer that has a little more fruit that or mm-hmm. and a little bit of residual sugar with a rich meal like that, it's really perfect.
It really adds so much, and it will go with anything, is the genius of it all. Don't be afraid of sweet wines. And it's funny, we look down on this for some strange reason. I have no idea why or where this came from, but these are some of the greatest and, frankly, most expensive wines you can buy.
It's time to revisit these.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
You are sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.